We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life. Rocket can. Man, I love that read, but I think I have a broadcasting problem. Hot take, Hickey. Whenever I get really excited about that read, give you a big jolt of energy in the fourth and final hour, and I do the broadcasting voice a little bit. I usually don't do broadcasting voice, but when I do the, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios, whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life. Well, Rocket can. I just hear Mark Ryan, who does weekends. Jack Stern's BFF. That's what I hear. And I said this once, I think 3 weeks ago. I don't remember if you were here or not. And now every time I do that read with energy, I got a lot of energy, and I'm a sentence or two in, I just can't get rid of the Mark Ryan voice. I have no clue if it actually sounds like Mark Ryan to listening audience or if you know who Mark Ryan is, but just in my head, I just hear Mark Ryan, Mark Ryan, Mark Ryan, Mark Ryan. And that's what the alarms go off in my head. You sound like Mark Ryan. You sound like Mark Ryan. You sound like Mark Ryan, who does host a bunch of weekends. I think he's in the rotation now each and every weekend here on CBS Sports Radio.
That he is. And it's like you're a runaway train. Once you get going, you can't stop.
Yeah.
Get off the tracks.
And next thing you know, I'm going to start asking you to look like Jack Stern and do baseball walk-up songs and sing, and everyone just have a grand old good time. You down for that?
No. We'll just keep it a very simple no.
And Hickey's all fired up right now. Penn State's up 7-3.
Yeah, I didn't notice that, by the way. No mention.
Well, it happened during the break.
Purdue kicks a field goal.
It happened during the break, though.
All of a sudden, Penn State on the air in the segment.
No.
Scores touchdown.
It happened during the break.
No, they just scored like 5 minutes ago or 10 minutes
during
ago.
During the break.
10 minutes ago.
Okay, so I
during
looked down.
Segment.
I saw that they scored, and I said, okay, Penn State scored. They scored a touchdown, so it's 7-3. And now it looks like they just committed pass interference as Purdue is on the move with 10:30. There's still 10:35 left in this first half.
Oh, there's a lot of game, yeah. I hope it goes slow.
You're going to be up to like... Is this game over by midnight?
I hope so, but I mean
three
also...
3 more hours?
A slow first half is not the worst thing for yours truly.
Oh, then because then you down. Get to really more game, watch more of the game when we game get out I'm of here in an for. Hour.
So if yeah. they want to throw flags... You want to just throw the ball if you play incomplete? That's okay with me.
Oh, that could have been a bad call.
Well, I mean, you can't play defense anymore in college football.
Well,
targeting, pass interference, you touch someone, it's absurd.
It didn't even look like he touched them there.
Pathetic. Home, you know.
Not that we're going to extensively. That was funny.
Unbiased,
not that we're going to extensively break down the first Penn State game of the season and the second quarter with 10:35 to go, but Purdue is on the move. And I get to see Hickey right now in a Saquon Barkley jersey. And he gets so frustrated when Penn State does something negative, and it looks like that's going to be a first down, so it's going to be first and goal now at the 2.
Don't worry, Manny Diaz's defense. Bend, but don't break.
It's in midseason 4.
Bend, but don't break.
Now, is there some turnover chain here? I know he said he wasn't bringing the turnover chain to Penn State, and that was going to die in Miami, and Mario Cristobal just said, yeah, that's not happening, and he took a blowtorch to the Penn State, to the Miami turnover chain. Are they doing anything special on the sideline?
I have no idea. They have not had a turnover yet.
Because the backyard brawl is all tied up at 10 apiece as they get set to start the third quarter. Did you see what Pitt did?
No.
Oh, this is great. I actually like this. They did a turnover dunk. They dunk a ball or something into the hoop on the sideline after the turnover.
Did you see what UNLV does when they get a turnover?
No.
Oh, this is great. Last week.
Explain.
Slot machine. You get a turnover, slot machine on the sideline, run over, pull the lever down. I'm sure it's rigged because they got all three to match.
You think?
But how about that is... It got tired. It definitely jumped the shark.
You think that's rigged on the slot machine?
But I will say UNLV has brought in turnover celebrations back.
Isn't that crazy?
It is sick.
We would have, if I would have told you that like 5 years ago, oh, how dare college kids embrace gambling and casinos? And now with betting being such an accepted part of culture and legal in so many states, you could have a slot machine on the sideline. And I'm watching this right now. This is sick. Oh, this is epic. I'm watching the video. They run over. The players run over. They sit down in the chair, and they pull down. This is a legit slot machine.
It's cool, right? It's
That's
badass.
Really cool.
There's very awesome. Few that are original. That is original and fits UNLV perfectly.
Now, I just told you about the Pitt dunk. Have you looked this up yet on social media?
No, is it like that? Does I'll be honest, it doesn't sound great.
No, it's cool.
Are you sure?
So I fully watched the video. They have a basketball hoop on the sideline, and I think you have a player hoisting it up, chained net, and then the player runs over. Everyone's circle around, all hyped up. The player runs over that had the turnover and dunks the football in. It's cool. It's neat. There's some things that I think are ridiculous. The turnover dunk is awesome, but I don't know if anything so far this season, and it's early, right? We're just getting week one right now. I would be surprised if anything, with especially UNLV, is going to top the slot machine.
The dunk, I will admit, cooler than I thought.
You just
not
saw
great,
the video.
But it was definitely better than I expected.
Very good, not great. That's
yes.
fair.
Not bad. I like to say everyone around makes it better. You'll pose midair. It's cool.
The leader in the clubhouse, though, is the slot machine. Now, I think, though, they shouldn't rig the slot machine. You should actually play the slot machine and see if you actually do get three in a row.
Sponsored by BetMGM.
Here it is. The king of sportsbooks.
Jackpot, go cash your voucher.
Which I have promo codes if you're in the state of Colorado. There is no doubt about that. Listen on our Colorado affiliate to the Zach Gelb Show, then you hear those promotions. All righty. Five questions, five answers. Let's get to it right now. Let's not even waste five more seconds. Onsides, offside. Hit it!
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
Just to be fair here, since I mentioned when Penn State did score a touchdown to make that a 7-3 ball game, Purdue answered back. It is now 10-7. I was actually wrong. I thought it was a first down and first and goal at the 3. It was actually stopped short, so it was 2nd and 1, and then they had a rushing touchdown. So Purdue, the Boilermakers, Jeff Brohm, let's go. They're up 10-7 up against the Nittany Lions.
As a wise man once said, there's 10 minutes left in the second quarter of the first game. A lot of time to go.
Who was that wise jackass? Oh, wait, yeah, that was me. We need a hickey cam, I think, because for live sporting events, the Mets, you go nuts. The Rangers, you go nuts. Penn State, like your teams, you go nuts. And I think you try to hold your emotions in, but they're just racing around in your body because you don't want to distract me when I'm hosting a live radio show to 200 affiliates and SiriusXM Channel 158 and that free Odyssey app. And I think you believe that you're being subtle about it, but you're really not. Now, you're not, because you do pump your fist. When something bad goes wrong, you just like slam the desk and you're like, ah, ah, ah. But I think internally, you're not showing all your emotions. And you don't think you're looking crazy, but you do look crazy when you celebrate your sports teams or PO'd.
And physically, it does hurt inside. Keeping it all in, not letting the monster out after a big touchdown.
You know what? We got 50 minutes left on a Thursday. We're doing onsides, offside, because I'm not here in this time slot tomorrow. I'll be hosting Maggie and Perloff on CBS Sports Radio and CBS Sports Network from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. I will allow you to go nuts for the next 50 minutes. Hickey, unhinged, do whatever you want. Just go crazy. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Remember, Zach Gelb endorsed this and pushed this, okay?
Yeah, I'm just pretty confident that Penn State's going to suck also for the next 50 minutes.
Management, listeners out there, just remember, I'm doing exactly what Zach asked. So speaking of college football, if you go back to last year for week number one, two teams in the top 10 lost in the opening weekend. UNC was upset by Va Tech. Clemson fell to Georgia. Obviously, you know, it's a little bit of a 3-5 there.
Yeah, but that's a little misleading.
Either way, hey, a top 10 team lost an opening weekend.
You're not wrong, but, UNC, Virginia Tech up against Clemson and Georgia, a little bit different.
Where one team is guaranteed to lose anyway. But this season, there are a few teams that could be an upset alert. Oregon is a 16.5-point underdog against Georgia, despite Dan Lanning and Bo Nix's familiarity with the Dogs. Ohio State is a whopping 17.5-point favorite over number 5 Notre Dame. And number 7 Utah, despite their talent, despite a lot of people being into them as a college football playoff contender, only just 2.5-point favorites on the road in the swamp against Florida. So, Zach, onsides or offsides? two top 10 teams will lose this weekend.
C.J. Stroud and the Buckeyes are going to win.
Now, you will get one guaranteed between Ohio State and Notre Dame, so just throw that out there. So one more.
Yeah, that is true. So there's your one. If it's going to be one, it's going to be Florida beating Utah. I think Oregon keeps it a low-scoring game. I'm going Georgia in that one. I give the slight edge to Utah in that one. So it's only one. And yeah, your Clemson, Georgia from a year ago is now Notre Dame, Ohio State. So I go Ohio State winning the game, Notre Dame. So just one inside the top 10 going down. So offside.
Offside.
All right, Russell Wilson, as we know, he got his extension done.
Thank you for also pointing out, we've been talking about this the whole show. You got a top five matchup. I even said it like the last segment. Oh, Notre Dame is the fifth team in the country in the AP poll for whatever it's worth, word for word. If you wouldn't have just reiterated that, I would have been like, all right, they're going to lose. So the team that I think is in the top 10 that's going to win, that's like the way that I was thinking about it, isn't going to lose. So therefore, none of them. But then, of course, Hickey checks and balances. Thank you very much. You go, oh, yeah, by the way, Notre Dame, just a reminder, they are in the top 10. So that's one that definitely one of those teams have to lose. One of them have to lose. And it's going to be It's going to be Notre Dame.
All right. So we have one, not two. Russell Wilson, he got paid today. And now with his contract extension done, all eyes will turn to Lamar Jackson if he'll get an extension done before week number one. Now, Lamar this offseason did squash the narrative that he was too busy training to sit down to negotiate a contract at the Ravens.
He's all in on the Super Bowl, doesn't have time to negotiate a contract.
Owner, the GM were pushing that. Lamar said, that's not so fast, my friends, to quote Lee Corso. He does have time to negotiate, and he said he does want to put a deadline on a deal, September 11th, which is week number one for the Ravens to get a deal done. There was a report come from Jay Glazer a few weeks ago that Baltimore offered the 2019 MVP more money than Deshaun Watson's $230 million contract.
But not guaranteed.
Also, Lamar shot that down on Twitter, saying he was not offered at least $250 million. Like a Twitter user, they're out there. Take that for what you will. Onsides or offsides, the Ravens and Lamar Jackson will agree to a contract extension before week one.
I think an onsides offside this offseason. I've been asked this question at least three or four times. Now, it's good to keep on asking it because there's different barometers. When it first happened at the draft, there was no way he's getting the contract done. Then when he comes back and he says he wants to get a deal done and he has time to get a deal done, it's good to re-ask it. Now, this week when he's liking a photo of him in a Dolphins jersey and you just saw what Russell Wilson got, you know, Kyler Murray got paid, Deshaun Watson got paid. If he wants the contract fully guaranteed, he should get it. I don't think, though, any other owners are going to do that just because Deshaun Watson got it. I think it's a code between owners. Now, if you're Lamar, how far are you willing to take this? You going to play on your deal this year and then franchise tag 1 year, potentially franchise tag 2 years? So what's the end goal? And last year, I understood what he was doing. Made sense. You got to go get to see if Baker was going to get paid. I think Josh Allen's a better quarterback than you. But you were unanimous MVP, so you were going to top whatever Josh Allen got. Now, you saw all these other guys get paid. Russ on an extension today. Kyler Murray got a deal done. Are you going to wait for Burrow and Herbert to get their deals done? You going to go the franchise tag? Like, what are you going to do? I still don't know. Since this has been talked about all offseason long and there really seems like there's been no progress, I'm going to say once again that Lamar Jackson does not get a deal done. So you're asking me, will they agree to a contract extension before week one? I'll go offside.
Offside.
In the NBA, Donovan Mitchell, after months of speculation, is finally on the move after he was traded to the Cavaliers today. Utah got back three unprotected first-round picks, two pick swaps, Colin Sexton, Lauri Markkanen, and Ochai Agbaji. Now, that trade does come on the heels of Utah trading Rudy Gobert to the T-Wolves a few months ago for four first-round picks, a pick swap, and five players. Onsides or offsides? The Jazz didn't get enough from the Cavaliers for Donovan Mitchell.
Now, they could have waited, but it's clear that that marriage was over. Even though Donovan Mitchell reportedly didn't request a trade, it was just Danny Ainge listening to offers. I believe a lot of people look at the Jazz deal for Rudy Gobert, and they go, had they get that much back with the four first-round picks and then Walker Kessler, who was a first-round pick as well. So it's a total of five, if you want to add that up, of first-round picks. So I look at that as that football's got to get caught. Keaton Slovis just threw a bomb that would have been a touchdown right in his breadbasket, and it was dropped. But anyway, as I get back to my Jazz point here, the Rudy Gobert trade was so ridiculous in what they got back that it set the market all out of order. And you have Durant. Oh, people have to go get six or seven first-round picks for Durant. If Donovan Mitchell is available, he has to go for more for what Rudy Gobert is. I just don't think that's realistic. And baseball, Harold Baines gets in the Hall of Fame. Do we not have to adjust the entire standard for the Hall of Fame just because Harold Baines got in and he probably didn't deserve to get in? No. And I think teams realize that, and the Jazz realize, okay, we got a good deal here. We got Colin Sexton. We got three unprotected first-round picks. We got two pick swaps. And then you trade him the player from Kansas who was a first-round pick this past year. I think that's enough. You're never going to win when you're trading away a player like Donovan Mitchell, who's very, very good. Optically, it's a tough sell to your fans, but when you're just trying to acquire as many picks as possible and some young players, I think the Jazz did enough. So you ask me the Jazz didn't do enough from what they got in return for the Cavaliers for Donovan Mitchell, I will disagree with that. I think they got a level I'm satisfied with, so offside.
Offside.
Keaton Slovis looking good. 7-11, 100 yards. He should have been eight completions there and should have probably 50 more yards onto that passing yards total because he delivered a dime and it's just got to be caught.
Alligator arms.
That was horrible.
Receiver had it and just kind of pulled the arms in too fast. That was a nice ball. You're right. That was. Speaking of quarterback play, Mike McDaniel revealed today that Tua Tagovailoa.
Media darling Mike McDaniel.
That's right. Media darling Mike McDaniel. So Tua Tagovailoa is not only named captain, but scored the most points of any player on the team when it came to voting for captains. Now, the captaincy is the first for the lefty's career, and the head coach did mention how this voting reflected how much a team does believe in Tua Tagovailoa. Onside or offside, Zach, Tua will be the Dolphins' starting quarterback in 2023.
Ooh, great question. So, I'm not someone that right now thinks the Dolphins are going to make the playoffs. I'm not fully believing in Mike McDaniel and Tua. Tua, though, is still under contract next year with Miami. This is third year in the league. So he's there for that fourth year. They haven't had to make that decision on the option yet. I'm going to say that Tua isn't the starting quarterback next year because they don't make the playoffs. That has to be somewhat of a reflection on Tua. You have a really good roster. Like, Miami has a good roster. Defense is solid. You improve the offensive line. You got a great wide receiving room. Unbelievable secondary. Yeah, I'm going to say that it's someone else starting in 2023. So you ask me, Tua will be the Dolphins starting quarterback in 2023. I'm going offside.
Offside.
Are we going for a sweep here?
Potentially. Let's see if we go 5 for 5 on offsides. Russell Wilson, the latest quarterback to get paid this offseason, as the Broncos quarterback nailed in a 5-year, $245 million contract extension.
Time out real quickly. I just got a text from a friend of mine who loves Penn State. He goes, can you take Manny Diaz back already?
Relax.
6:36 left in the first half, and they already want Snake Diaz out of the building.
Tell you, listen, you want to say that I'm a crazy, you know, Penn State fan. Tell the guy to calm down, okay? And we're not even at halftime of the first game yet.
Take a load off, Fanny.
Purdue has 10 points. It's not 30-7 in the first half. There's 37 different story. Let's calm down. Oh, my goodness.
Just had a Purdue drop, too.
Catch the ball. All right, as a defender, you know, a wise defender always does. Put out the arms. Incomplete.
Or just be like Clifford Franklin in The Replacements. Coach, I look like I just so-and-so an elephant with how much
stick-em
I had on the hand. All right, go ahead.
Russ, big-time contract extension. He's now in Denver through 2028. Contrary to the trend of contract extensions, Russell Wilson did not set any new benchmarks. He did not surpass Aaron Rodgers' league-leading $50 million average annual value on guaranteed money. He did not surpass the guaranteed money as he's behind Deshaun Watson and Kyler Murray, so now he's third. There's the most guaranteed money. So onsides or offsides? Russell Wilson will win 2 Super Bowls in Denver.
The buildup on this question was a little bit funky to me.
Well, you're
just talking money, and then it's like, oh, is he going to win 2 Super Bowls?
It's the highlight. He's a team-first guy.
How about just one Super Bowl?
He left money on the table in order to make the team better.
How about just one Super Bowl?
Well, he's there for 2020. Let's get nuts.
Two?
Let's get nuts.
Two? Well, that's because if you follow Hot Take Hickey's logic, Russell Wilson's winning the Super Bowl this year. He's winning the Super Bowl MVP, and Nathaniel Hackett's going to be coach of the year, and the Broncos are winning the Super Bowl. That
and
is
league
not
MVP.
My views. It's your view. Oh, you're picking Russ to win league MVP
yes.
too? You're going all in the Broncos.
Yes. Well, I never said Nathaniel Hackett was going to be the coach of the year.
You said it last night.
I said
night.
Yesterday. No, because you were yelling at me. How can Nathaniel
Shut
Hackett
up.
Be
you
a top
said it
three
last
coach?
Night.
I said if he wins a Super Bowl, he's in the coach of the year conversation.
Oh,
probably
no.
is coach. Probably is
night.
The coach of the year.
Go back and check the audio. I asked you last night. You picking him in the coach of the year, and you said yes.
Probably is the coach. If they win the Super Bowl, he's
Hot
right there.
Take
yeah.
Kicky. Hot take, Kicky.
Am I wrong? If they win the Super Bowl this year, is Nathaniel Hackett not the coach of the year?
Well, it's a regular season award.
If they're 12-5.
It's a regular season award. If they limp into the postseason and then go on this crazy run, not necessarily. But anyway, you have crazy takes. Two Super Bowls for us? No. No.
It's offside.
Not just one more. This is just two in Denver. Not two total for his career. Just one, two in Denver.
With the Broncos in the orange jerseys.
Stop
no.
it. Stop it. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. What a come on, Hickey. You're better than that.
If I said one, onsides or offsides,
that.
One.
You're better than that. We're going to a break here. We're out. Goodbye.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
It is The Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Since I'm an honest, fair man, Sean Clifford just got a rushing touchdown for the Penn State Nittany Lions with 1:44 remaining in the first half. Pending an extra point, we'll see if it's going to be good or not. Penn State currently is up 13-10 up against Purdue. This Pitt game going up against West Virginia in the backyard brawl right now. It is at 17-10 in favor of West Virginia. I did see the ball that should have been caught for a touchdown by Pitt that was dropped supposedly in this game to Keaton Slovis earlier. I believe overthrew someone. So it did go both ways. But now West Virginia does have the football and they're about to punt back to Pitt. So this is 17-10 as Pitt is going to be getting the football back with 7.5 to go in the first half. So definitely good to have some college football back. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. So today, Russell Wilson got his contract extension done. He had 2 years left on his deal. Now he's tied up in Denver for the next 7 seasons. Hickey, if I just had to give you a number, without thinking about it right now, just where you think Russell Wilson is as a quarterback in football, 1 through 10 on the top 10 list, without actually thinking, okay, I'll put this person there, just what you feel like the number would be, where would you put the number, and then we'll go through where he should actually be?
Realistically, because you know me, I'm a little higher on him than most. Realistically, I'd say 7.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, so we're not that far off. I thought 6 right away. Now, if we had to rank our quarterbacks, Brady has to be in front of Russell Wilson. Agree?
Absolutely agree.
And I'm talking about for this season. I want to make this standard clear.
Unlike other online publications.
Heading into this season,
Heading into this season.
Brady or Russell Wilson, you go Brady.
Yes.
Even with the Tom Brady potential marriage problem that the New York Post is talking about on page 6.
He is someone who is able to block out the distractions.
Rodgers or Russell Wilson?
Rodgers.
Agreed. Mahomes or Russell Wilson?
Patrick Mahomes.
Agreed. Josh Allen or Russell Wilson?
Josh Allen.
Look at that. Look how much a difference a year makes. A year ago, Josh Allen's overrated. Sean McDermott isn't a top 10 coach in this league. Those are takes of Hot Take Hickey. Now he is all in on the Buffalo Bills bandwagon.
Josh Allen's played good. What can I say?
Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson? How could you say Watson? The guy's out
no,
for 11
years. I was just going to say, he is. I think everything...
And he's not going to play in 2 years almost.
Talent-wise, I would say Deshaun Watson, but yes, all the factors contributed.
Talent-wise, you would go Deshaun Watson? I think Deshaun Watson is a heck of a football player. Is he that much better? Russell Wilson has a great arm.
So does Deshaun. I think they're both close. I would... All things, obviously, they're not equal. All things equal. I think Deshaun Watson's overall better quarterback, but clearly it's still Russell Wilson because he hasn't played in 2 years.
And you could also trust Russell Wilson off the field.
Right, and he's going to miss also 11 games as well, so it doesn't help either.
Joe Burrow or Russell Wilson?
This is so tough. I guess I'll take Russell Wilson because it's been a longer body of work, but it's also in a year and a half, really.
Not even 2 years.
It's hard to really pour any cold water on what Joe Burrow's done. He played really well against, you know, with the crappy Bengals team his rookie year.
And what he did at LSU, because that first year at LSU, I remember I was here at CBS Sports Radio weekend overnights, and Nick Brossette was the player we were like talking the most about.
Yeah.
On the offense side of the ball, I was like, oh, Joe Burrow just doesn't look that good. And then the next year he had arguably the greatest season we've ever seen from a college quarterback, then goes in the first round when he was before the year, like, what, sixth round pick if I was being nice?
Yeah.
Goes first round, first overall pick. First year, I think it was the second game of the season. It was a Thursday night game. I want to say he was going up against the Browns. They had him throw the football 60 times. And we're all sitting there saying he's going to get killed at some point this season. Unfortunately, tears the ACL, gets the whole knee torn up. And then the next year, his father was on with us. It may have been right before the playoffs or in the playoffs. I think it was in the playoffs. And I said, when was your son actually healthy? And he goes, like, he didn't start to really feel 100% until a few weeks ago. And that was a few weeks ago from at the point in the season. So he basically played almost the entire season, not even at 100% or not feeling like 100%. And he almost won the Super Bowl in Cincinnati. So it's close, but I think right now you still give the edge to Russell Wilson. Justin Herbert or Russell Wilson? Ryan Harris on line one.
I know. Same reasoning as Burrow, I'll go Russell Wilson.
I would agree. Stafford or Russell Wilson? Oh, you got to go Russ.
I'm going Russ, but Stafford had a great year last year.
Dak or Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson.
And then I'll throw one more there. Lamar Jackson or Russell Wilson?
That's tough. I will still say Russell Wilson.
Because he has a better arm. I think Lamar is more explosive. And I think there's more upside with Lamar, but because of the accuracy and the arm of Russell Wilson, that's why I go Russ over Lamar Jackson. As Rodney Hammond Jr. just scored a touchdown for Pitt in the backyard brawl. So it's now 17-16, and we'll see if Pitt could go get the extra point because they're trailing by one right now, so they could probably tie up that game. So, yeah, I have Russell Wilson, the fifth best quarterback in football. Brady, 1. Rodgers, 2. Mahomes, 3. Josh Allen, 4. Russell Wilson, 5. And I really do think right now, Ryan, the only way you push him back to 6 is on Herbert or Burrow. Right? Those are the two guys that give you the most pause, or do you put Lamar in there too? Lamar's the top 10 quarterback.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, Lamar's had a part of it not his fault, injuries around him. He had to do more last year. Part of it's his own injuries. So wait and see.
I hope Lamar kicks everyone's ass this year. I'm really close to either picking the Ravens to win the Super Bowl or Lamar to win the MVP. But one of those two things will be my predictions when we do the official predictions next week. The Ravens will be in the playoffs. I just haven't determined how far I want them to go in the playoffs yet, or if I'm just going to give Lamar Jackson an MVP.
And just give it to him. What the hell?
Well, Buffalo should win the Super Bowl this year. Buffalo should be the team out of the AFC in the Super Bowl, in my opinion. But everyone's going to pick Buffalo.
That's right.
When everyone picks Buffalo, I feel like I just want to go with another team and give a tiebreaker to a different team.
They're all on the Bills.
Yeah, like how all these ESPN analysts tonight were all over Penn State. Now Penn State's up by 4, but here comes Purdue matriculating the ball down the field, about to get into red zone territory here, which would be great with 40 seconds to go. Manny Diaz, man, he's looking great so far, that snake. Yeah, he's looking great for Penn State.
What's his buyout?
Yeah, for a DC.
Hold on, let me go start a GoFundMe really quick.
You probably aren't paying him that much. He's still got Miami money.
All right, you're not paying him any, maybe a mil. Yeah.
I don't even know if that.
Maybe.
Right, because they probably go to him and say, you're getting all this money from Miami, we'll pay you just less. That's what I would think would be the case there. He's not getting it. Is he getting $1 million to be defensive coordinator at Penn State?
Yeah, you know, that's what coordinators in college are making now.
I know, but it's
you got to get, Diaz. You know, you got to be paying that money to be on the same level playing field as everyone else.
Manny Diaz, yikes. The ruling on the field in the West Virginia Pitt game is being reviewed. So we'll see if this touchdown is going to stand. But anyway, it's 6 minutes left in the third quarter. That's a good game that's moving along quickly. I know it started an hour earlier, but that game is moving along a lot quicker than this Penn State-Purdue game. You're going to be up past midnight tonight.
What, the game started? It's going to be another 3.5-4 hour game in the backyard, bro.
This feels
almost,
like a long game.
We're 3 hours in.
No, but this has been an exciting game. Penn State-Purdue just feels like a long, long game so far.
There's already more scoring in this game than there is in the backyard brawl. 10-10 at halftime.
I'm just saying, this feels a lot longer.
Anything to just throw a little jab at Penn State's way, anything to just take them out of the knee, knock them down a peg, This game is boring. This game is just, it's slow.
Let's go, Jeff Brom.
Slow game. Penn State Classic.
Be aggressive. Let's just see right here before we go to the Marco update. Big 3rd-and-1. I know the whole nation's just waiting to see what happens between Penn State and Purdue here. It's a handoff. Yeah. Oh, no. No. They just gifted Manny Diaz a turnover. Oh, the running
get
back.
Get out the turnover, Nittany Lion. Oh. Let's go.
They had a first
down.
They had a first down, and right before going out of bounds, you had a fumble.
Well, I hope he's in bounds.
It was Joey Porter Jr. Let's see.
Line on the end line there.
Good job by the defensive end. Doesn't get him. Oh, nice. That ball is out. Is it out of bounds?
Oh, inbounds. Inbounds.
Yeah, that's inbounds. Now, here's the big question. Is there any sort of turnover chain on the Nittany Lion sideline? Well, I thought the slot machine by UNLV that you're showing me was good. Pitt dunking the football was pretty cool. You can't fumble there. Just gift it. You know what? This actually could be good. You're building up hot take, Icky, just so we can tear him down later.
You're building me up. Listen, Penn State can win this game 41-10. You think I'm coming in here saying Penn State's going to win a national title? Absolutely
yes,
not.
I do.
Absolutely not.
That's how crazy you
are. Now, week 3, you go to Auburn and spank some ass. All of a sudden, now it's a different story.
Are you going to that game?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a totally different team.
He's going down to War Eagle territory. I hope Auburn just destroys him.
Is he wearing a Notre Dame jersey for that?
Here we go. There we go. Everyone's got the jokes.
Now, for people that don't know.
Low-hanging fruit there, Marco. Nice one.
He roots for both Notre Dame and Penn State.
No, I do not.
So on Saturday, when Notre Dame's going up against Ohio State, he's going to be in his Fighting Irish leprechaun suit.
I grew up a Notre Dame fan, and then when I went to Penn State, I'm not smart enough to get into ND, I dropped the Irish. That's what do you want me to do? Sorry. I do not have any sort of feelings, any more emotions towards Notre Dame. And I wish I did.
You know, I got to start saying nice things about Brian Harsin because we need Brian Harsin on the show for that Auburn-Penn State game so we can get the support of Coach Harsin. And just, hey, you got to win, Coach. So, hey, he's just miserable. Are you driving out there flying?
Oh, flying? That's a 20-hour drive.
I'm just asking. I don't know. You're very weird in your travel. The reason I asked, though, I hope you get delays in the airport. It's a miserable trip back after Auburn hangs 40 points
on
Snake
Diaz. Do you hear this guy, Marco? I'm just trying to be a nice producer, and here Zach is not only wishing that Auburn just beats Penn State's ass, but also I get delays going back home to really just pour more salt in the wound.
Now, I will say,
it's messed up.
I'm in a weird spot because the AD at Penn State is a friend because he used to be the AD at Temple. I may have to start saying nice things, though.
I'm sending this clip, that's
because
for sure.
I do want to go to that Penn State-Ohio State game this year in Happy Valley.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
It is The Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm just seeing this now. It was just this. Is this a real tweet? Yeah, this is. Wow. So in this Donovan Mitchell trade, and we know that the Utah Jazz today traded Donovan Mitchell to the Cleveland Cavaliers. They get back the player from Kansas, Oshae Igbaji, as I'll just say that name quickly because I can never get the name right. They get back Colin Sexton, the Jazz, Lauri Markkanen, and then 3 unprotected first-round picks, and then 2 pick swaps. That's the deal. And Donovan Mitchell goes to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Did you see this Knicks-related tweet from Adrian Wojnarowski?
I did not, and I guess I'm not going to like it.
At the start of trade talks in July, New York offered Utah a Donovan Mitchell package including RJ Barrett, Obi Toppin, Mitchell Robinson, and 3 unprotected first-round picks, sources tell ESPN. The Jazz turned down that offer, and Robinson signed a $60 million extension to stay with New York. Why the Jazz thought they were going to get more back than that?
Are we sure?
This is from Woj.
That's an insane return.
Now, I just looked again. Blue check mark, 5.6 million followers, Woj ESPN, with the St. Bonaventure, New York location.
And you got to fire Danny Ainge if that's the case. What are you doing?
Yeah,
3 young players and 3 picks?
Like, don't get me wrong. I think RJ Barrett's good. I don't think he's a great player. Obi Toppin, we got to see what he turns out to be. Mitchell Robinson, solid.
Oh, yeah.
3 unprotected first-round pick. That means he thought he was going to get so much more. Now, I'm assuming this says trade talks in July. That was before the Gobert deal did go down?
I think around July, probably.
So I wonder if the Gobert deal did go down yet.
Probably, because then I think it's when a lot of teams started calling, like they kind of saw the flags.
Oh yeah,
that's
also true. They did not; they weren't willing to listen until the Gobert deal.
And then it's like, okay, this team's in a rebuild. Let's start.
I thought originally, okay, maybe the Gobert deal didn't happen yet, and that or it did happen.
I think it was like July 4th.
No, excuse
or July 5th.
That means it did happen. So they thought they were going to get more than that.
Yeah, yeah. The Gobert trade absolutely had to happen.
That's exactly what I was trying to say. I couldn't say it, but that's what I'm trying to say.
Danny Ainge, what are you doing, man?
That's a rough look. How did the Jazz not accept that?
They thought they were
going to get a lot more. All right, let's get to the closing bell.
Another day is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down. Let's end the day right and hit the closing bell. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
All right, we just talked about that deal for Donovan Mitchell. I'm giving a stock up to the Cavs here. This is a heck of a job by the Cavs today. I know they're not a great team, but you get Garland, you have Donovan Mitchell now. You have Mobley, who's a good player too. You still got Jared Allen, Caris LeVert. They'll be a good team this year. Won't be great, but they'll be good. Give a stock up to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Russell Wilson got the contract extension done, all squared away. Now the pressure's on, but now locked up being the quarterback of the Denver Broncos for the next 7 years. Give Russell Wilson a stock up. Talked about it last night. Wonderful story. Serena advancing to the third round of the U.S. Open. Give Serena Williams a stock up and keep it going. C.J. Stroud. Now, we know what NIL deals are now in college sports and college football. I thought it was pretty cool that C.J. Stroud got the entire Ohio State team $500 express gift cards for game day suits. Nice job, C.J. Stroud, helping out the entire Ohio State team. Because some people go, oh, NIL, it's not fair. Not everyone gets money. Good job by a leader. Good job by your quarterback. That's my quarterback. That's my quarterback. And C.J. Stroud, stock up. I'm giving a stock down to the Baltimore Ravens. They still haven't got a deal done with Lamar Jackson. I don't like that. Get this deal done. Stock down to the Baltimore Ravens. Now, I was going to give a stock down to the Knicks. Hot take, Kiki. The fact that that deal didn't get done that they offered may have been a good thing, but still, this whole offseason was built. I know they got Jalen Brunson. It was built around getting Donovan Mitchell. Now you don't have Donovan Mitchell. Now you have Jalen Brunson, Obi, RJ Barrett, Quinnen Grimes, like, you're in danger of missing the playoffs back-to-back years. Give a stock down to the Knicks. Give me the update here on the South Carolina mascot for the name, for the live mascot on the sideline, the Rooster.
It's all for naught. It was going to be the General.
Which was terrible. We killed that early this week.
Totally. The last second, the two feuding families, not some rival gangs or some rival mob families.
Yeah.
The old family and the new family of the owners of the Live Rooster have come together. They have made peace. And the old name, Big Sir Spur, is now being allowed to be used again. And the new Rooster, after just being called the General, 48 hours ago, is now back to officially Big Sir Spur.
And they don't have to trim the top of the cabeza? Was that already trimmed?
I'm not seeing the terms yet. I don't believe the trimming of the, what is it? Such so a the C. Darn it.
Yeah, if you think I'm going to know this, there's no chance. Continue.
The comb.
Oh, the comb.
It will continue.
Okay. Is there a baby to be named later here in this whole agreement?
Oh, maybe. Something to watch out for.
Now, I'm giving it a stock down because there was just better alternatives out there. I like Cockadoodle Dude. I thought that was pretty good. And then what was the other one that everyone else was loving?
Cluck Norris, Darius Clucker.
Cluck Norris, Darius Cock Clucker. Commander. Cock Commander. I thought Cockadoodle Dude should still have been the one. So give a stock down to now it still being the name that they've always called it. And finally, Purdue. What are you doing? On third down, you had a first down. Then you fumble the ball. You give it back to Penn State. And then with like less than 15 seconds to go in the first half, you're playing terrible defense. And you allow, and the guy's a good tight end, Brenton Strange. But what kind of coverage was that? And it goes for what looked like a 65-yard touchdown. So Penn State's now up 21-10 at halftime. Give a stock down to the Purdue Boilermakers. And the backyard brawl is at 24-17 now in favor of Pittsburgh. That's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Big thanks to Trista Crick for joining us in studio today. I also like to thank Trevor Rogers. And we'll kind of be back tomorrow. There's a Zach Gelb show tomorrow. I just won't be here, but I am on the air. I'll be on many of the same CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 158, the Odyssey app, and you can see me on TV as I'll be filling in for Maggie and Perloff on CBS Sports Network and CBS Sports Radio from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 12 to 3 p.m. Pacific. Got it? Good. Talk tomorrow. And then after that, I will be back on Tuesday as we're off on Labor Day. The vacation's coming to a close. Summer's over. Don't worry. You got me here for almost all of football season. Hot Take Hickey, thank you so much. Big thanks to each and every one of you for calling, listening, and tweeting. Twitter, Instagram, follow it at Zach Gelb, ZACHGLBJR. Next, we out. Bye-bye. Peace.